a millennial, thoughts about the past and what is to come.
Hi, my name is Huli and I was born in 1999.
Hi, my name is Mimi and I was born in 1999.
What can you remember about the first piece of musical technology you had?
Probably like around 8 years old, and I remember my dad gave me like this little tiny device, and it was an iPod Nano.
The first one I ever had was an iPod Touch.
How available is it to acquire music today versus when you were younger?
Super crazy. Like about earlier, how back then you had to get, like, you had to go through a whole process. It was literally like a 5-step process just to download like one song. And now it's literally just like one click away. You just have to search up the song, and then, you know, you either have like Apple Music or like Spotify, these like really easy apps that help you like download multiple songs that literally in like a few seconds.
Playing music in your cars or like having it around with you wherever you go.
That's like the best thing. Like whenever you want it, you can just have it. Like when I was younger, like I had to go to the computer mm-hmm. to have my music.
How do you think like this affects socializing? Because, you know, like when you take the bus to school, like everyone's listening to the music. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Like, for example, me, when I walk to, like, the bus in the mornings, I have my headphones in, and, like, I feel like that just makes, like, me not very sociable just because, like, or approachable because people, like, see that I have headphones in, so mm-hmm. obviously they don't want to, like, approach and say, like, hi. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it has affected, like, society a lot.
You never really have conversations, meeting new people.
Do you ever think, like, if we continue going on this fast with inventing new technology, like, do you think we'll run out of steam eventually and, like...
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, there's going to be a time where you're just going to be like, wait, I don't know what to produce. Or maybe, no, I don't know.
I don't know, but, like, the way that humans work, like, we always are producing, like, innovative technology. Yeah. And so, because of, like, these new innovative technologies, they're finding new ways of, like, how we're living.
What do you think the future will be like in 25 to 30 years when your kids are your age right now?
Obviously, it's going to be very different because, like you mentioned, technology is, like, improving so much, like, every year and so quick. So, obviously, like, 25 to 30 years from now, it's going to be super different. But I can't really tell if it's going to be, like, as long as you're, like, in the loop and as long as, like, you're constantly changing with, like, technology, then I feel like it'll be easier to adapt. Mm-hmm. If you're not, like, with technology and if you're not keeping up with technology, you're going to be left behind and you're not going to be, like, knowledgeable of, like, when new, like, innovative mm-hmm. technologies come and, like, new innovative proactive in, like, technology and, like, how it's changing mm-hmm. in your everyday life.
Is it beneficial for technology to change this quickly?
I think so because everything else is changing. But it can also just be, like, because the technology is causing these changes. But I think that it's good just because, like, everything's changing together. Like, if it was just technology and nothing, that would be, like, bad, kind of. Mm. But it'd just be, like...
The one thing, though, is, like, our environment. Like, we can't really change, like, how our... We can, in a way, because of all these, like, technologies. But at the same time, it's, like...
It's, like, hurting it. It's, like, helping us also, like, find
it's
research.
Yeah, it's helping us, but, like, it's hurting us at the same time. Yeah. So it's kind of, like, a weird thing.
Due to the quick and easy access to new music, how has your preference in different genres changed within the last 3 years?
And music selection has gotten way wider. Like, I listen to so much more music mm-hmm. than I did back then. And I listen to, like, different music, but I also listen to music that's the same. But I definitely added on to what I like.
Yeah.
And I just, like, enjoy music a lot more. And I think that is also, we are just, like, that's, like, open to us. Like, right. We have more of a variety. And it's already set up for us and everything. But under the artists, under the albums and everything, yeah, you just have to just, like, you just click on it. That's and then it's there. And it's easier to find music now.